Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we are talking lawns and gardens. We're going to be focusing on some things happening in the very near future. And it's also going to be your opportunity to call in and have questions. We have some master gardeners with us this morning, along with Rachel Painter, the Agricultural Extension Agent with the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Center. And that, of course, is right there on the old Fort. No, it's John Rice. And we were about to move it there. That's hard to do. And it's rough to do things like that on a Thursday. So we'll just leave it where it is. Linda Stevens is one of our guests with us this morning. Tomorrow's a big day, Linda, over at the Farmer's Market.
Yes, we have the Farmer's Market tomorrow. Is this too loud?
No, you're fine.
It sounds funny to me. Okay.
Oh, no, you're fine. If you were quieter, I'd have to turn it up louder.
Okay. Like you said, the farmer's market Friday morning, they start at 7 o'clock and go till noon. There's a free class there every time the farmer's market is open. And the cool thing about the farmer's market over at the Ag Center is that everything that is being sold there was made or produced or grown by the person selling it, mm-hmm. which means it is truly a farmer's market, and there's no question as to what it is that you're buying, eating, or whatever. And I'm going to flip on with farmers markets because the downtown farmers market is opening Saturday, the next day. And that's an entirely different kind of market. People can purchase things to bring in to sell. So the advantage of that is that you get things that are not yet in season in Tennessee. So if a farmer wanted to go into Alabama and get peaches or watermelons or cantaloupes from their friends and bring them up to sell, that's fine, and it increases the variety that you can choose from. I also like to give a little plug for Master Gardeners, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely.
We have for a couple of years now had a booth over under the linden tree on the west side of the square, and Master Gardeners are there to answer questions. And we pass out a little slip of gardening chores to do during the particular month. And we also have a demonstration of some sort of a little mini lesson that won't slow you down from your shopping, but at the same time, it's usually of interest in some gee whiz stuff.
Now, this tomorrow, actually, I was starting this day, but
yeah.
Tomorrow, actually,
yes.
At the farmer's market, there's a class at 9 o'clock. There's always a class at 9 o'clock, and this is every Friday and Tuesday morning.
And on Tuesdays, now, both.
What is the one tomorrow? What's the topic of the class?
Steve, do you have it?
I believe it.
This is Steve Sewell, who's here, by the way.
Hi, how are you, Bart?
Just a voice appeared out of the air.
Yes, I believe it's on sectioning iris bulbs.
Ah, okay.
And so they'll be able to come, they'll see how it's done, and then they can go home and enjoy the glory of digging theirs up and start cutting.
You know how to have fun. I can tell
that.
Now, the important thing is to do that, because if you don't, what happens? If you forget to...
Because they become too thick, uh-huh. and they start to kill themselves off.
Okay.
So we don't want that. We want beautiful iris.
Stephen Sewell and Linda Stevens, both with us today, both of them master gardeners. So if you have a question, feel free to make it as hard as possible.
Thanks, Bart. That's really kind of you.
He's a joy, isn't he?
But the Master Gardeners, they work hard. It's an ongoing growing experience. And this is why if you have any interest in gardening, you would love to be a Master Gardener. Let me ask you this. Linda, what got you hooked on this? What started that?
Well, I love fresh vegetables. I love beautiful flowers. And when I moved from the Michigan area to Tennessee, I hope that doesn't offend people that I'm a Yankee, but I'm sorry, I've been here for a long time.
Well, Michigan's not that much. It's just sort of Midwest.
There you go. Anyway, gardening in Tennessee is very different from gardening in Michigan. And anybody,
everything is.
And anybody who has moved here from any place else, including other places in Tennessee, really go into shock with our rocky soil, our very hot summers, our mild winters. And, you know, it's a different kind of farming.
Now, is the soil in Michigan, that black soil, which is about as good as you can get, I guess.
Yeah. In some areas, it's actually sandy, which is perfect for potatoes.
Wow.
Yes.
But it's so cold in the winter.
Yes.
Isn't it really cold?
Don't start there. With the weather we've had the last couple of days, I'll take cold. Thank you. And when I went home yesterday and found my air conditioning wasn't working, I figured I would be very mature and sit there and cry, but I decided that really wasn't a good approach. But
it doesn't fix it if you just...
No, it doesn't fix it. So,
excuse me. I'd always like to invite everyone. We have a Master Gardener's application that you could put in, and we'd love to invite everyone to become a Master Gardener. They can put it in at the Lane Agriculture Center, and it will be basically classes that they are college classes, and in horticulture and a variety of different things, soils, and so you might be interested, even if you're a nice farmer that's done it for years and years, you may want to come because we go into the most scientific ways of doing any kind of planting and harvesting. So please come and think about becoming a Master Gardener.
Now, let me ask you this, because once you go through this course and become a Master Gardener, it's not over there. I mean, that's the beginning almost.
That's the beginning.
How often do you get together and have additional courses so you can keep that knowledge right up to the top?
Funny you should ask. I just went to a course yesterday in landscape plants and what to plant in this area, because we have like at Lane and Lane Agriculture Center, and we went up to what is it?
You were in Warren County.
I was in. Yes. And
or was it Wilson County?
It was Wilson County. Wilson County. And
They both are similar, I'm sure.
Yes. They both start with W's.
That's right.
And they're both in Tennessee.
But they had just an excellent person up there that's his specialty. He loves anything that, any plant that you would take and put around a house. And so he told us what plants to put in and what plants even better not to put in, because there are some that are getting diseases and funguses and you don't want them, and so you have to be very careful. And you know, people don't know it, but a lot of what comes to our, you know, big box stores, they don't have some of the best plants for this area. They have them for every area they want to sell them to.
Right, and some of them that they're selling, unbeknownst to them, can become invasive and crowd out, actually killing out our native plants.
Yes.
And in addition to what you're saying, with all the hybridization of plants, some of the things that they are breeding for a particular feature, while it still looks like a penta, for example, it has no nectar and no pollen. So while pentas are great attractors of pollinators, these new ones don't have anything to offer them. And I'm not sure how you know that when you buy them.
I don't either.
And that would be something to look into and come back and tell Bart one day.
Yeah. That I'll write that down. And Stephen's going to come back with that information for us.
In addition to the Master Gardener program, they also have a Garden Basics class.
Uh-huh.
And while I was still working, I took the Garden Basics class. That's 5 weeks, and that covers briefly, over the surface, everything that's covered in Master Gardeners. It's just a quick and dirty way to catch up on gardening knowledge. The Master Gardeners becomes a big time commitment. This year, Steve, having just completed the class, needs to put in 40 volunteer hours, that's a week's work.
And this show's one of those.
Yes, it is. So, but I understand
yes.
He's up in the hundreds already, but...
Wow.
So if you love
he's
it...
He's a go-getter.
If you love it, it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're working, it becomes a little difficult to find those hours, but there's niches. There's other ways to get your hours than to be in the gardens.
And when you do that, you're learning also, because you have to interact with other people.
You know, just like you know about radio, everybody knows something, and gardeners all know something. Maybe they've planted tomatoes all their lives, or maybe they're big on houseplants. And so just because you're a master gardener, I like to laugh at my friends because, oh, you're a master gardener, why is my plant brown? Well, you know, maybe it's supposed to be brown, or maybe it's dying, or whatever. You don't know everything about everything.
Let me ask you both this. Here it is. This is May 30th. June 1st will be Saturday. We're really getting into summertime and tomato time and all of that. Is there anything in particular people need to be doing with their gardens, with their lawns right now, with bushes, with trees, around the 1st of June? Is this a great time to do anything?
Right now, keep them watered.
Keep them watered.
We haven't had any water for, 2 weeks, 3? It seems like for months since we had those great big floods a while ago. But right now, water, but I understand there's rain coming. My tomatoes are starting to get blossoms on them. As soon as those blossoms turn to tiny tomatoes, then it's going to be time to start fertilizing those tomatoes. They're heavy feeders. They need to be fertilized every 3 weeks while they're developing tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And keep an eye on the temperature. At 95 and higher temperatures, the tomatoes will stop producing. They're not going to die. They're just going to take a little rest because it's too hot for them.
Yes.
And then as soon as the temperature drops back again, then they'll start again.
The other thing is try not to water your leaves because that will scald them.
Yes.
And so that will not make them look pretty, and it will hurt the actual production of your fruit.
And if you have water on the leaves late in the day, you're encouraging funguses.
Yes.
Yes.
So don't water the leaves. See, when we think about, the average person thinks about leaves, well, that's the rain comes down and it hits the leaves, and that must be where the plant gets its water. That's not the place.
It gets its water from the ground. Its roots soak up the water. So the idea is to, as Steve said, water the soil around the plant and water deep. Don't just go out and sprinkle it just to get the surface of the ground wet. Don't water so often, but water deeply, and that encourages the roots to go down. The deeper the roots, the more water they're going to find. So how do you know when it's time to water? This is a rule of finger, not a rule of thumb.
Okay. I like that.
You stick your finger in the soil up to your first knuckle. Okay. And if you feel some moisture, don't water. If you don't feel any moisture, it needs water. Of course, if the plant is drooping and keeling over, it probably needs water then, too.
And I guess if you can't get your finger in the ground, it needs water.
Yes, because the
ground's too hard.
Yeah, right.
And that's even true with clay soil. You generally can get your hand into the soil if it's watered enough.
Yeah, but trying to plant something in clay soil, it's always a good idea. If you haven't planted or if you've got clay soil, go ahead and scratch up the top a little bit.
Who doesn't have clay soil? Do you ever find no clay in the soil? I mean, not much clay in the soil in some places in Tennessee?
In some places, but we have clay rocky soil here.
Yeah,
which is why everybody loves raised beds so much.
Raising what?
Raised beds.
Oh, yes. Which brings us around to another thing. Those raised gardens that you're talking about are perfect for people who live in apartments, who live in zero property line homes, and those are getting to be, I guess, really the norm.
Well, if anybody who has decided to plant a garden and taken a normal shovel and tried to put it in the soil here in Tennessee, is going to encounter so many rocks, they're likely to go, I don't think I really want to do this. I'll try something else.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take up a bridge or something else and forget the gardening.
So you can do it and still enjoy it.
Yes.
And there are very successful farms here.
Yes.
I guess there are some plants that need clay and rocky soils.
Clay has
do better with it.
Clay has nutrients.
Ah, okay. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, and all the soils except for sand does.
Mm-hmm. Clay is a type of soil that is starting to break down into a nice, rich, loamy soil, but it takes several, sometimes hundreds of years to do so. And so when it's all those nice nutrients start to dissolve basically, and then you add a loam to it or deciduous matter, it adds more nutrients, and so it becomes richer and sometimes then goes from that red clay to the black soil that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it takes several years to do that.
But planting in it certainly helps break it down. The roots of the plants help break the soil down.
Okay, so these are things you need to be doing right now. We're going to be talking more about gardening. We're talking about maybe some of these above-ground raised bed gardens and much more. And if you have a question, we're moving into the segment where it is your show. 615-893-1450. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and then we will return. Steve Sewell and Linda Stevens with us, both master gardeners. That number, 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
Yes, I did. To disco down and check out the show. Yeah, they were dancing and singing and moving to the grooving. And just when it hit me, somebody turned around and shouted, play that fucking music, white boy. Play that fucking music, right.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
It's cold and flu season right now. Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. When I was little, my father would always make his mother's chicken and rice soup. And that would always make me feel tremendously better. I don't know what it was, but we used to call it Greek penicillin. And we sell the soup not only by the cup or by the quart and half gallon and gallon. So however much soup you want to get in order to make yourself feel better, nothing is going to be better than Demas's soup for you. Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. One of the best things that you can do to keep your pet happy and healthy is to make sure they're eating a good quality food. Here at Animal City, we have a full range of foods that are nutritious and affordable to help your pet feel his or her best. When you come see us, don't miss our underground level with all of our small animals, our adoptable cats, and so much more. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Heavy traffic continues out here on 24 westbound, coming past Elmabelle Road. A lot of that traffic on 840 right now, headed towards Franklin, Williamson County. Watch your speed down through there. Traffic's busy out here now. You would expect inbound lines. Cassius Pike is busy at times there on Northfield as you come off Memorial. If you know someone struggling with drugs and alcohol, get them help within 24 hours. Insurance may pick up everything. Call 855-700-2979. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon, with partial sunshine developing, a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the southwest gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 72.
Bazing and elite checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing gives cell phone protection.
Hi, honey. We're going to have fresh fish tonight. Whoops, my phone.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. This is Freedom Morgan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
Please come visit our family here at Bell Jewelers. Father's Day is coming up in June. We've got some nice gifts for fathers. Hi, this is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers. We're on Broad Street, across the street from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
All That's News, your afternoon local news, traffic, and weather update with Matt Lane. Weekday afternoons, 4:40 until all sports talk on News Radio WGNS.
I'm saying I love you, I'm always walking after midnight.
Welcome back. Our number, 615-893-1450. Our birthday winner today, winning the goodies from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe, Kate Leonard. Happy birthday to you. And our good neighbor of the day is Diane Taylor. Diane will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the folks at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. They're at 117 South Academy Street, Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Nice folks up there. We got some nice folks here, too. Master Gardeners Linda Stevens and Steve Sewell with us. So if you have any questions for either one of them, give us a call, 615-893-1450. And, of course, we remind you again, tomorrow is Farmers Market Day, 7 o'clock in the morning until noon. 7 until noon, and the free class at 9 o'clock.
Yes, and what a great place to go and look for strawberries and lettuces and
eggs and
all the goodies that they'll be there.
I forgot this is strawberry season. And do we have many people growing peaches? I love peaches, too. And aren't we pretty close? Is this peach season yet?
Well, I think we get blueberries next.
Blueberries, okay.
Yeah, and the blueberries last year were fantastic. So I'm looking forward to those again. Last year, I tended to spend more time at the downtown square because I was part of the Master Gardener booth there.
Uh-huh.
And there were wonderful peaches, too.
Ooh, boy. And that one begins Saturday.
Saturday.
You start the first Saturday in June, and that is Saturday, which is June 1st.
Yes. Also on June 1st, we have another class at the Lineville Library. And this one has to do with planting in sun and shade. Most of your listeners are well aware some things do extremely well in hot sun. Some things don't like hot sun. And if, depending on the environment that you have, you need to choose plants that are going to thrive there. And that's what this class is going to be about. It's at the Linebaugh Library. It's at 9 o'clock. It lasts about an hour. And there's no charge. It's taught by a certified master gardener. And just come on, sit down, listen, be prepared to ask questions. A lot of people do ask questions, and usually they're good questions.
Mm-hmm.
We have had a following of some of the same people coming back all since this series has started, and I love their questions.
Now, if you just moved here from northern Idaho or northern New York State, you probably think everything here is always in direct sunlight. Not so.
Oh, no.
No.
And when you're, it gets really tricky because there's some plants that need full sun. Well, that doesn't mean 12 hours of sun. It means between 6 and 8 hours of sun. Full shade means less than 2 hours of direct sun. And notice I've said direct sun because in between that is dappled sun. Or sun coming through the leaves of trees, which is not considered direct sun, but the plants do get some advantage from that.
So you need to know before you plant whether the plant needs a lot of sun or just a little bit.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we kill more plants by putting them in the wrong place.
Now, Steve, you were going to tell us a little about some things to see over at the Lane Agripark, some things to do. There's so many places over there, and when you're over for the farmers markets, which are now 2 days a week, you can check some other things out.
Exactly. When you come over Tuesdays and Fridays for the market, you can enjoy coming to the Butterfly Garden, which has just lots of beautiful flowers in it. You can see the herb garden that is just delightful because you can rub your hands on the leaves and smell them, and they are just wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, we have the perennial garden, and it's over closer to the large building. It has a variety of different plants that will be coming back up every year, and it's a beautiful setting. Now, there's also the vegetable garden that's right next to the butterfly and herb garden, and we have a new blueberry bush area that we have just planted, and so we're hoping next year to have blueberries.
Now, you say a new blueberry bush area.
Yes.
That must mean blueberries are really, they do well in this area. They like that clay soil.
They do. They need to have an acidic soil, so probably the soil needs to be amended, and you need to keep giving it some, the same as azalea food.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it we have a lot of potassium in our soil, so we have to be careful with that. But blueberries seem to like potassium, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, because you know what's in the soil,
yes,
that doesn't lessen the need to have a soil test, I don't guess. I mean,
they are very important, and we do, you can bring yourself to do a soil test. What you need to do is to go around to different places in your yard, dig up a little bit of soil, put them all together, and then mix them up. And then you take them, put them in the box that we give you from the center, and they will send it off and have it chemically tested to be sure of what is in your soil, you then get a very complex but very easy to read soil test report. And so when you get that, they will also ask you, well, what are you going to grow there? And it's very important for you to know that I'm going to grow grapes, or I'm going to grow asters or zinnias or whatever it is you want to grow. And then they will make recommendations as to what to add to the soil.
Now, here's a text that we just received from a listener. They said they just moved to Murfreesboro about a month ago. They have purchased a home, and they're in a new subdivision, and that means no grass. What? They said we have a few little green things popping up occasionally, but it's mostly dirt out there. What can we do to get grass? Okay.
Well, I totally understand the problem. When you have a situation where you have your soil there, you now have the opportunity to take a soil test and to do it first.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that, then you know what to do. And if you say, I want grass, they will tell you what to amend it with. And so then you go to any of the folks around that have the proper chemicals or whatever to put on your soil. And that way you will get exactly what you're wanting.
So if you're brand new into the area, you're in a new subdivision,
yeah,
there's no grass, there's just a lot of dirt, you still need a soil test.
I would recommend it, yes.
When they, as you well know, they take all the topsoil off of the area, if there was any, before they build the house. And so what you've got is just the undersoils that tend to not have any humus in it at all.
And that's what you need to grow things.
That's the good rich stuff.
Okay, so you, chances are, if you're in a new subdivision, you've already lost that because they're wanting to make the ground level. They want to get rocks out.
Precisely. No, when they come and scrape it off.
Yeah.
They don't want to get the rocks out. They bury those.
Oh, okay.
So that when you try to plant a garden, that you get to dig those
that
up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be quite so bitter.
So you definitely, you're the ones who need, more than others, the soil test. How long does it take to get the results back?
Depends on the time of year. It's probably about 2 weeks. And they do cost $15,
mm-hmm,
which is well worth it to get a fresh, good start.
All righty. Well, let's take a phone call now. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I got a problem with my tomato plants. They've been set out about 2 weeks, and right on the tip end of the leaf is turning yellow. Just a very little. They don't go back on the leaf very far, just on the tip end.
Hmm, okay.
What was wrong with them?
They've turned yellow on the plant itself. The plants.
No, on the leaf.
On the leaf, okay. Okay, now don't hang up. The leaf has started to turn yellow. What would that indicate? Any idea? We have with us this morning Master Gardeners Linda Stevens and Steve Sewell.
If it's turning yellow, I'm wondering if that's going towards dying. At this time of year, if you've been watering them, that shouldn't be an issue. I would give it another week, and if with the rain that's supposed to be coming in today, if that doesn't cure things, take a leaf over to the Agricultural Extension office and they can give you a very educated answer to your question.
Okay. Okay, I've been watering it every morning. I put a gallon of water on it on them. Each one of them, I put a gallon of water on them each morning.
I wonder if that's too much water.
Pardon?
I wonder if that might not be too much water.
Oh, okay. I put this little Miracle-Gro in the water. I thought I was giving them a good start, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe too good.
try my rule of thumb, my rule of finger, if you prefer. And before you water them, put your finger in the up to your first knuckle. So that's two knuckles in the dirt. And if you can don't feel any moisture, then go ahead and water them. And the fact that you're watering them with a whole gallon, that's wonderful because that water is going down deep. But that might be too much water.
Okay. All right.
We thank you for calling. And by the way, I Googled that question while we were talking, and it says that it could very well be too much water. And it has an interesting statement here. It says, too much water as well as too little water both look the same. And the leaves do turn yellow and get that wilted look to
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
So probably is too much water.
Probably. Yeah, with a gallon per
That's
plant
a lot of water
per day.
Every day.
That's a lot. Yes.
And then he had Miracle-Gro on top of that. You don't need that much Miracle-Gro, do you? I mean, every day?
No. In fact, like I said before, tomatoes are heavy feeders, but they need about, I use an organic fertilizer, and it's about a heaping tablespoon around the base, around the dew line, like with the tree,
mm-hmm.
the
yeah.
distance out from the plant, every 3 weeks during the fruiting season. So no, it doesn't need it all. It's probably over Miracle-Gro also.
Yeah. It's sort of like a person. Somebody says, "I want my baby to be healthy. I want to feed him a lot of food," and so they
and then
overfeed
you have
him every
a
day.
Chubby little baby.
What was that, Steve?
I was just saying that if you the Miracle-Gro, if you put too much, it will burn the roots. And so that will be very bad for the plant.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Any other thoughts, any questions that you have? Did they answer it, everything?
I believe they have. Done a good job. Thank you a lot.
Thank you. You have a good one there. Enjoy
you,
those
sir.
Tomatoes. Just the old finger rule, stick it in the ground. And how do you know if it comes out muddy? No.
If you feel moisture.
Oh, okay.
If you feel moisture, the ground is wet at a good depth.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you should actually feel. So I've stuck my finger in the ground, and I don't always feel moisture.
Probably needs water.
Okay. Yeah. So check that out. Give it a whirl there. Our number is 615-893-1450. That same number is the number you can text at, talk or text, whichever you prefer. And we're talking all about lawns and gardens and things of that sort. We're talking about bees and butterflies and mm-hmm. hummingbirds.
Mm-hmm.
With these gardens, Steve, you were talking about the butterfly gardens. Do they also attract hummingbirds and things of that sort, bees?
Oh, yes, absolutely. They have bees and butterflies, hummingbirds. What other kinds of pollinators do we have?
Well, when we think of pollinators, you've named off the three poster children. However, beetles do more pollinating than any other insects do. And when you walk out in the garden and hit a flower by mistake, you become a pollinator. And lizards.
Wow, lizards are pollinators?
Yeah, and anything that when the flowers developed, and they need a pollinator to take their pollinator from one part of the flower to another part of the flower, or from one flower to another, the nectar really doesn't. It has no purpose for the flower except to attract the pollinators.
Now, are you going to tell me that snakes are also pollinators?
If they move pollen from one part of a flower to another, they certainly are.
So there is a reason for snakes, then.
Did I ever tell you about my... I used to have two snakes in my backyard, and I knew where they were. I'd come home from work, pick up the a rock, and say hello to the corn snake.
You'd pick up a rock?
Yeah, he laid under this big
rock. Okay. I thought you were going to throw it at him.
No. And then I'd go around in the shrubbery and find the racer and say hello to him, too. Maybe hers. I don't know. And then one day my mowers found my snakes, and I came home.
Both of them.
And they said, well, you had snakes. I said, where are they now? And they said, oh, we didn't hurt them. We just took them to the river. Well, that winter, my house was absolutely inundated with not only mice, but rats as well.
Ooh.
So when I found some more snakes around, I took good care of them. And the rodent problem went away, too.
Everything has a reason.
Yes, it does.
We'll be back, and we'll find out more reason. We have a real quiz for you. We'll find out. Stay with us. We'll be with 893-1450, 893-1450, of course, 615-893-1450.
Night, Good Neighbor Talk turns the UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's coast to coast AM overnight every night on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op, 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. Come see us for all your spring needs. We have everything we need to make your yards beautiful, to make your gardens grow, to make your animals healthy, and we have great gift and clothing ideas too. So come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. And remember, you don't have to be a member to shop with us. The Rutherford Farmers Co-op is located at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Bowen, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
At Bell Jewelers, people that love pearls would love our collection. Unique pieces like the gray Tahitian pearls and the mixing of pearl shapes and colors, the Keshi pearls. This is Lisa Halliburton at Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon with partial sunshine developing, a high in the upper 80s. Winds out of the southwest gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 72.
Hi, this is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World Off-Road on Memorial Boulevard.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Online at tireworld.us.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS, The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10. Truman Jones is on weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS.
Welcome back. Our number is 615-893-1450. You're obviously not bashful. We've gotten some text messages in here, and they said, okay, you're saying everything has a reason. What about moles? Moles.
Oh. Well, they aerate the ground.
Okay. They aerate the ground. Okay.
They eat a lot of ants and other little critters.
All righty.
Yes, but aren't they a pain?
True.
I like what people have said, and we've had people say, best way to know where your moles are and if the tract is an active one is to sit and watch it for movement. That has to be a challenge. I mean, that's like watching grass grow.
Well, if it's a warm day and you've got a nice cool drink, I think can't think of anything nicer to do than to sit and watch.
I like
moles.
To sit out and watch and maybe read a book, but it's hard to read a book and watch the moles too.
Yeah. Well, if there's a nice breeze, it'll put you make you snooze.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Steve, tell us about the Junior Gardener Camp. That's right around the corner.
Yes, it is. On June 26th through the 28th, we have a wonderful Junior Gardener Camp, and it's for children that are in the 3rd through 6th grades, and we are it's filling up very quickly, so I would get in to the Ag Center and fill out your registration form. And come on down, because we're going to have a wonderful time. We are going to have a lot of things to do. We're looking at all the pollinators and how to encourage them to come to your yard. Then we are going to be going out to a beehive. And we are going to look at the bees and see how the honey tastes. You will love it.
Fresh right out of the hive.
Uh-huh.
Does it taste different?
Yes, because it's a little different because it's so fresh. And it's clear. It's not brown like you usually see it. You know, because as it ages, it turns an auburn.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get it out of the hive, it is clear.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's not that yellowy look.
No, no. And so it's beautiful, and it's a wonderful flavor, and you will just enjoy yourself silly because the bee, you will put a bask and everything so they don't sting you, and we will let you have them come and fly up, mm-hmm. and they look at you like, what are you doing here? And I look at them like, well, I'm here. You are interesting.
Interesting. I've never heard it talked about that way. You're actually watching the bees eye to eye.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And they will fly and land on your mask, your screen. And they look at you, and it's just like they got these big eyes.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Now, and you mentioned that the honey out of the comb, the fresh honey, mm-hmm. is clearer looking. How long does it stay that way? I mean, because obviously it's different then. You said it tastes much better. So is it going to stay clear for an hour, a day, a week? I'm trying to get the feel of how long is it really fresh.
Usually a day or two, and then okay. it starts the ambering process.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, and that's sort of like what we've talked about getting, you know, a fruit or a vegetable fresh off of the tree or plant. It tastes different when you just pick it.
Exactly. So. Exactly. And, of course, it's good to have fresh honey so that you can get the nutrients in you so that you build up, you know, it's, a lot of people have a lot of...
The immunities to the allergies that
exactly.
you can get.
Yeah. Exactly.
Boy, big pluses.
Yeah.
Now,
mm-hmm.
So that's one of the benefits of the farmer's market, because I understand that, which is tomorrow morning, by the way, those farmers often pick those products that they're selling a day or so before they're selling them. So it's about as close to fresh as you can
yes.
get.
Yes. I think the honey might take a few days for processing.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
but certainly green beans and squashes and lettuces and, you know, yeah. we might have to all go over there.
test. We're right. about out of time this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
We're having too much fun.
Yes. Yeah.
Steve Sewell and Linda Stevens, both master gardeners. Phones are ringing. Everybody has questions. That happens all the time.
Just as we leave.
Yeah. Hey, have a great day. Truman is next right here.
Thank you.